Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To introduce you to this young man who is absolutely amazing. I met him several months ago at 360 Journalism. He and I hosted a fundraiser together. And I said, you know what, Marquand, anytime you need me for anything, I'm right there for you. And he called me. He said, Miss Shaletta, I've got an event coming up. Can I come on your show and talk about it? And you know, this show is all about giving voice to the community, especially young people in our community doing amazing things, like my new friend Marquand Harper, and he is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Marquand, thank you so much for being here, and I just have to always tell you how proud I am of you, the connections you're making in the community, what a great young leader you are, how you get out there and learn from people like me and Deshaun Drew and so many others so that you can make your own mark in this world. It is just something to watch. I see you moving. I see you making connections. I see you doing great things. And I am just so proud of you.
Oh, well, you know, that means a lot, Ms. Shaletta. I just appreciate you for, you know, really showering me with your insight and your love and opportunities. So just know it does not go unappreciated at all.
Well, you got to tell everybody what you're doing, because you've got a big event coming up and we want to make sure to help you shine a spotlight on it. And I told you anytime you needed me, you could come on this show, and I'm a woman of my word. So let's talk about this big festival you got coming up.
For sure. Yeah. The Frogtown Neighborhood Association and 85 Arts have collaborated on this year's Frogtown Arts Festival, happening 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. on August 25th at 825 University Avenue West. So pretty much, this is my second year working for this festival. I am proud to be the artist manager, so I've curated the lineup for this year's festival, and we have amazing artists, and featuring me, myself, I'll be DJing, and then we'll have artists like Louis Blaze and Tierra Oso, and so many other names that are going to be there and be able to set off this huge event. The reason why this event means so much this year, like, I mean, all the other years mattered, but this year there's a huge emphasis on it because it's the grand opening of 825 Arts, which is a building that has been renovated for 15 years on 85 University Avenue. And it's a grand opening. We're going to have politicians and lawmakers in the building, and there's going to be a lot of important names here to commemorate that huge day. So along with the artists and the music we're going to be having, we also have food trucks and vendors, along with an egg roll contest that we're going to probably be doing.
Wait, stop. Back up. Did you say an egg roll contest?
Do I need to reiterate? An egg roll contest, yes. We're going to be having the best vendors in our St. Paul Frogtown Rondo neighborhood going at it toe for toe to see who got the best egg rolls, Ms. Shaletta.
That is, you know what, that's worth going. I have never heard of an egg roll contest. That is so original and so amazing. Now, you got to back all the way up and tell me about the egg roll contest. That's the story. You done buried the lead, Marquand. Now, okay,
Barquard, wait, you got back all the way up. So the egg roll contest, y'all going to have judges and people going to be eating. They going to be scoring. How is the egg roll contest going to work?
You're going to love this. So look, the first 25 community members are the judges because, you know, 825. Then we're going to have pieces of egg rolls from everywhere across the community, and we're going to be judging them anonymously. So when you eat an egg roll, you ain't going to know where it's from. All you're going to know is it hit or does it, you know what I mean? Is it going to slap or not? You got to pretty much figure it out for yourself. And we're going to have a judge who's going to be taking care of all the information. We're going to count the votes, and we're going to award this rule for the first time ever, Mr. Letta, who has the best egg rolls by 825 Arts in our community. It's not even, like, I can't even do the contest. I work here. So we have community members do it so that it's fair, and it's the people's voice for this.
Okay, how many people are signed up for the egg roll contest? Okay, just, I'm going to tell you this right now, Marquand. You know, I'm a marketing expert. That's what I do for a living. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is my company, and all I do is help organizations, companies, corporations, and people market and brand their stuff to fill the room, to make sure that they get the word out about their products and services and initiatives. And I'm going to just tell you, from now on, whenever you talk about this event, the only thing you need to be talking about is the egg roll contest. That's what you lead with. That's the most important part of this event, is that you are having the first. I have never, Marquand, heard of an egg roll contest. So when you go anywhere else talking about this event, when you writing up your news release, when you pitching this as a story to anybody, all you need to be talking about is the egg. I just gave you $1,000 worth of free marketing advice, Marquand. All you need to be talking about, because that's all I'm going to be talking about, because I've never heard of it, and everybody gets to judge. It's anonymous. You know, you get to cast your ballot and then decide who's going to be the egg roll king or queen of Frogtown. This is some serious stuff. People are very prideful about their egg rolls. So this is going to be a big deal, Marquand. Okay, now you got to tell me where the event is, when it is, so folks can come out and we can go ahead and be one of the first 25 people to get in so we can judge these egg rolls.
For sure, egg roll contest is at the start of the day. Going to let you guys know that. That's a sneak peek. The schedule isn't out yet, but yes. So get there early if you want to judge some egg rolls. We're going 1 to 8 p.m. on August 25th at, remember it now, 825 University Avenue West here in St. Paul, Minnesota. And then, just so you know, if you want more information about this event, there's more to be coming, especially like Monday. There's going to be so much more information released. Hit us up at 825Arts on Instagram, 825Arts on Facebook, at Frogtown MN on Instagram, and Frogtown Neighborhood Association on Facebook.
That is amazing. I am excited. I am so proud of you. And thank you for coming on the show. We love you.
Oh, and you know we love you too. And we appreciate you all for sharing the community voice here today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.